once again. I'm thanking God for this opportunity. I believe this is a wrong day that I selected. A lot of emotions are going through. I never celebrated Father's Day. I lost my father 1 year back. So I never thought that I will show my emotions, but you know, I'm thanking God that my Heavenly Father is there for me. And I'm thankful for all the parents here. Okay, on light side, at least last time we got spinner, this time we got pen. Great improvement, right? All right. Happy Father's Day. praising God that He is enabling us to be together and allowing us to worship Him, our Father, in the full sense that He is there for us. When we are talking about an earthly Father, they have a limit. But the Father in heaven sent His own Son to the cross and He saved us. The Father in heaven is looking after me every second, every moment. And He loved me unconditionally. And I belong to Him. He paid a big price. So there's a big importance that I need to live according to His will and His purpose. I need to walk according to His way. In today's meditation, let's turn into Colossians chapter 1 verse 10. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 through 12, I have written. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. What is His will? What He wants from us? You may walk worthy of the Lord. I believe, I strongly believe, all of us are believers and all of us are Christians. Now the question is, my walk is worthy of the Lord? There's a litmus test or a final test is required to make sure how is my life going, how I am walking in front of Lord. You know, that sentence, that verse is giving us the way of finding it out. One, being fruitful. Second, increasing in the knowledge of God. Third, strengthened with all might. And fourth one, a thankful living. We know about this episode. As we know, Paul is the author for this epistle too. It is believed that this was written around AD 60 or 65. It is interesting to, when I am seeing the dates, I used to think about the Christianity that reached in India or Kerala. according to the history, according to the tradition, we believe we received Christianity in AD 52, before this epistle was written. And this morning, when we were studying in our Sunday school, we have seen a Hindu priest was talking about God everywhere, the universal God, pouring the water up and looking at the sun and praying and touching the earth and praying. They believe the God is everywhere. You know what? St. Thomas, we believe, used one of that incident to convert 7 families into Christianity. When those priests were in the water, when they were worshipping sun, they took the water and poured it like this and said, "Accept our praise, O God, sun." The history says that time St. Thomas passed that place and said, "Did your God accept that gift?" They said, "We don't know." And he said, "I know a God who can accept your worship. For example, let's see. I'm taking this water and pouring it up. It is going to stand still." And it was there. That was the first miracle he did in Kerala. And that was the first time that changes happened. And 7 families turned into Christianity. That is the history. I do not know the truth. I don't have that much age. I heard it from tradition. I do not know if this is correct or not. So they used, St. Thomas used an incident or a worship method of Hinduism for the benefit of spreading the Christianity. Just added that one because everybody has seen that one this morning, so I thought of adding this. So when we are going back to the Colossae, history suggests that the city was a thriving city during the 5th century BC. Population of Colossae was mainly Gentiles with a large population of Jewish people. Paul was not the founder of this church, but seems Epaphras was the founder of this church. There were several challenges this church was facing. The number one, they considered that Jesus is a lesser God. He is not that much fully 100% God. He is a human and having some divinity. And the second one is the Jewish legalism. They said if you want to have a successful Christian life, you need to follow certain customs of Jewish tradition. So, you can see that Paul was trying to address those questions. Paul was trying to understand and trying to say how wrong they are. That was the main intention of this epistle. Now the question is, what does it mean to walk before God? What does it mean, walk before the God? I believe there are 2 elements to be considered to understand that. One, knowing who you are. If you know who you are, then only you can walk in front of God. Second thing is walking worthy of the above knowledge. Because if I know that I belong to God, or God paid the price for me, then I need to walk worthy of the above knowledge. So first thing is knowing who you are. We are facing identity crisis. We do not know sometimes who are we. I'll tell you an incident. I won't name the person. If you happen to identify that person, don't say anything. This person is living alone. His wife is not with him. His 2 boys are living along with him. One night, this man got a severe pain on his leg. He called the nurse line. Severe pain on his leg. He called the nurse's line at night around 2:30 and he was in a very painful mood. He called the nurse and said, he knows some zoology, some anatomy, something he knows, because he got an undergraduate degree on zoology and general science. So he said, I am having a pain on the pelvic area. He was in the midst of the pain. The nurse took the phone and said, I'm sorry that you called this time. You have a pain on the pelvic area. All right, who is your doctor? And this person said, it is Neil Richard. He said, no, who is your gynecologist? Then before he is saying anything, this nurse said, usually this problem comes when you have a problem with your uterus or fallopian tube. Okay, let me say. Then I said, unfortunately, I don't have those two items. Or fortunately. So my identity was in crisis. Sometimes we Christians, when we are going out, we are showing a wrong identity. When you are facing problems, you don't know how to respond. When we are in the midst of a crisis, you behave exactly like other person. Your identity is in crisis. So first thing, we need to know who you are. As a believer, do you know the Lord? He is the Lord of our life. God is our Lord. He purchased you. He left the heaven to save you. He is having great plan for you. Absolutely nothing is happening in your life without His knowledge. Absolutely nothing is happening without His knowledge. When you know that, it is very easy. But you know, when the sky is blue and the wind is good and you can say that God is great, that's a different story. When you are facing problems, how you are going to show your identity? Knowing who you are, then walking based on your knowledge. I believe that's the big issue. As a Christian, I do have that problem. I do not know about you guys. I have problems. Sometimes I am getting worried. Sometimes I am feeling I am lonely. Sometimes I am feeling I have no place to go. It is end. Sometimes I am wondering, well, what I am going to do next? You know what? I am thanking God for our assembly. Thanking God for our believers. Thanking God for our family. That was the time they stepped in and used to say, listen, the God is enough for you. He is in control of the situation. When I was in school, when I accepted Lord, those days, the people used to tell me, you can talk to God, you can have a personal relationship. I start experiencing that one nowadays. Now I am 57 years old. Now I am enjoying that presence. Now I am talking to Him. Every day I am seeing the beauty of my God. Every day I am enjoying His presence in my life. It took a long time. Definitely, my last name is Thomas, Doubting Thomas. When issues comes, when the problem comes, we do have doubt. What communication, what type of communication you are imparting to the society? Let us consider the actual test of our walk. Are you walking with the correct knowledge? Are you fruitful? If somebody can read John chapter 15, verse 1 through 4.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can he, except he abide in me.
Thank you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Regarding your walk, the first test is what type of fruit you are bringing. Are you bringing love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness? And I know one child told me, remote control. I think it is self-control. I was asking one little one. He said, Lauja, you were singing that, and at the end he said, remote control. I said, why? He said, my mom don't allow me to touch that. So are you imparting all these things in your life? You know, this is a serious question. Once I accept the Lord Jesus Christ, once I start walking along with the believers, that was the time I'm seeing the persecution. You know what persecution? Persecution not from outside, from inside. People start criticizing you. When you're moving around, people are saying, no, there's a legalistic way. You're not supposed to wear this. You're not supposed to do this. You are not supposed to do that. When those things happen, how you are reacting? Is love in your way of life? Do you have that peace, patience, kindness? That is the first test. The walk, regarding your walk with the Lord. Second thing is knowledge. How is your knowledge of God at this point of time? Are you growing? Or you know everything? And you are listening to Ravi Zacharias, you are listening to poetries, and you are beefed up with all the knowledge, and now you have no way you can take anymore. You are half empty or half full. You know, that is one of the other issues. Are we growing in our knowledge about our Lord? Are we knowing our God in full sense? Are you searching the Bible? Are you searching the Word of God? If you are not searching the Word of God, if you are not finding the time to search the Bible, if you are not able to study the Word of God in a systematic way, you won't be able to walk according to the Word of God. This world is so difficult to live without the fuel which comes through the Holy Spirit with the Word of God. It is difficult. Period. Again, you may have a head knowledge. When you are having the knowledge, you need to practice it. If you are not able to practice it, it is a head knowledge. If you are able to apply what you studied from the Word of God, then you are having knowledge. You know how to use it. Otherwise, only theory. So that is a test. Now, the next one is your strength. What is your strength? When I used to tell my boys that I was in karate, they smiled. When I am saying I had six pack, they said, yeah, six pack bun or bread. They don't believe me. Do you have the strength? Do you have the strength in the Lord? Are you experiencing it? If you are doing exercise or going to gym every day, you will have muscles like this, like a bump in the road or something like that. If you are not having that exercise on a proper day or proper way, that muscle will go here. So how is your muscles? How is your strength? Are you walking the way that the Lord wants us to walk? Are you fruitful? What type of fruit is coming from you, coming from me? Because we are believers. We believe that we are brethren, separated, selected. We know the word of God very well. You know, when we are walking around, we are feeling that we are carrying the weight of the Bible on our back. Are we walking according to the word of God? And by testing these items, faithful, your fruitfulness, your knowledge, and the strength. Let's read Psalm 119, verse 28. Somebody can read it for me.
My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy will.
That's the place where you have to get the strength. You need, when you are gathering the knowledge from the word of God, you are also strengthening yourself. Again, one more. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10.
And will he be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
That's the place, that's the only place. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Other religions are asking you to do a certain thing to get the strength, get moksha, or get salvation. You have to follow certain items. Then only you can get into a salvation. Then only you can get in a position where you say that, all right, I have done everything. You know one of the interesting things? There was a guy we have seen, Shahib Ali, right? We have seen the person today, the Muslim scholar. Yeah. There was another person, his name, he passed away, his name is Ahmad Didat. I watched a lot of his videos to study Bible actually. Because every point when he is saying that, I used to go back and check the word of God to understand what he was trying to say and, you know, study about that. There was one question that time I do have a Quran with me. I read Quran. I attended their studies actually to understand Quran. In that one, their prophet was, somebody asked the prophet, if you'll die, are you going to be in heaven? And his answer was very, very, very interesting. He said, I don't know. I do not know. He very point blankly said, I do not know whether I will get salvation. And people are following. And Hinduism is saying that you have to repeat things again and again, and you have to go through the karma, chakra, and all those stuff, and there will be one time that you will find everything will be done, and then you will get into salvation. the big difference that I am having with my belief, that my Lord said, I am the salvation. I am the truth. He confirmed. That is the same thing we discussed this morning. None of the religion, none of the theology which is outside is claiming that. So, from where you're getting the strength, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. One more Psalm, Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Do you have any other strength? When you are having problems, when you are finding the life is in a particular junction that you don't know which way to take, you know, the world won't help you. Your friends won't help you. You need to reach out to the God. If you are finding the strength in the Lord, yes, you are walking with the Lord. Last but not least, thankfulness. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. Can somebody read that for me? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. Without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I am not sure, how can I give thanks? I was wondering when I heard the news that my dad passed away. It was difficult for me. But you know, I'm able to understand that it was his plan. When we decided that Jimsy needed to stay back home in India, away from us, it was a difficult decision. But I'm thanking God for her willingness. I'm thanking God for my boy's support. Thanking God that He is enabling me to stay. It is not us, it is He. How can we live a thankful life? In every places, it's a question, isn't it? But you know, when we are going back to the first verse, you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him. Have you noticed that word? Fully pleasing Him. Being fruitful. How can you please our God? Being fruitful. This afternoon, the first question, are we fruitful? We need to examine. We are claiming every day, every time, we are saying, I am walking worthy of the Lord. Let's examine ourselves. Are you fruitful? And about the knowledge of God, are you increasing the knowledge of God? Or are you still talking about belief, and are you only talking about, you know, the preliminary things? Do you have the increase in your knowledge? Are you practicing it? Where is your strength? In your financial system? In your friendship? Number of connections that you are having in Facebook? Where is your strength? Or the six-pack that you are having? I am praying for a guy, a colleague of mine, 29 years old. I mentioned this one several times, I believe. 6'4", young guy. One day he was working with me, actually. One day he came back to me and said, I am having backache, I am going to see a doctor. And then after he continuously started taking off. Then he was taking vacation without salary. One day I talked to him. He said, I am having cancer. 29 years old. Sarcoma, I think. Day for us today, he was admitted to the hospital. He is in ICU. He was a trainer in skiing. He used to go to Colorado during winter time. He is a certified trainer for skiing. Now he knows, Lord. Now he started attending. He prayed along with me. You know, your strength is not on your body. It is simple. Only strength you can gain is from God. Then you may walk worthy of the Lord. Are you being able to say, thank you, God, for every occasion? You know why I am asking this question? I am a failure. I am failing. I am not perfect. And it is very easy to read the Bible and to say, thank you, God, for the word of God. Have you ever used that as a mirror to see our own picture? You know what? It is not a good image you are going to see. I'm not seeing a great image about myself. I do not know about you, saints. Let's examine. If there is anything is wrong in us, let's correct it. The word of God says, if you want to please God, you need to be fruitful. You need to grow in your knowledge. You need to find the strength in God, and you need to be thankful. What's your identity? One more story, then I will stop. Four Australian naval officers went to a London pub. They had several drinks. None of them knows. You know, they don't have any idea how to go back to the shipyard. They went outside. It was foggy night. They looked around and they happened to see one officer is coming from the other side, having all the belt and everything, all the medals. He went to him and said, sir, could you please tell me this location? He got offended. He's a big officer. He expected sir in the beginning, or an officer, or sir, something like that. And this three, four drank. He's asking a question. He looked at him and said, do you know who I am? The four naval officers said, listen, we don't know where we are and he don't know who he is. You know, we Christians are sometimes like that. Sometimes we are not giving the correct answer to the people who are asking us, who are you? Because wrong signals I am sending outside. That's fine. Father God, we thank you for enabling us to worship you, Lord. Father, we heard the word of God several times. It's just a normal thing for us. Lord, we are sorry. Sometimes we are taking it as light. Lord, help us to examine our walk. Lord, help us to see the mirror, the word of God, and to examine ourselves and see where we are losing our beauty. Lord, help us to come. Help us to change our way of life. Help us to focus more in you and to give up on it. Lord, we submit ourselves once again. Lord, help us and guide us. We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.